All right, the meeting is called to order. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a quorum. First on the agenda is the approval of minutes from February's meeting, which you have in front of you. Take a moment to review those. This is your problem.
Hey, when I got out of therapy, guess what I remembered on the way back to Rose Hill?
What?
The key.
To the shop?
No, this is to this room.
Oh.
I forgot within 10 minutes of the bank being closed.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you got it. We'll be meeting in the parking lot.
I motion to approve the minutes.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Board reports. Clerk first. This past month, we obtained insurance on the new pole barn that was completed. Compiled documents to advance our FEMA paperwork, and we had a meeting with FEMA personnel today to kind of figure out where we're at. Hopefully get some more money coming into the township before too long for the work that we've completed over the last year. And then I reviewed the policy handbook in preparation for annual edits, which I would like to add to board discussions. So, two amendments, actually. Under board discussions, I would like to move that we add insurance policy review, because I got that back from our insurance broker, and add policy manual review. Do I have a second?
I second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Agenda is amended. Motion carries. That's all I have for my report. Speaking.
Okay, for Treasury report, we began the month of February with $115,258.01. We cleared 31 checks in the amount of $44,181.42. We did receive our deposit from Butler County in the amount of $346,415.70. Ending our month of February with $420,492.29. And we do still have $12,101.07 in outstanding checks as of February 28th. Any questions about our financials?
Got it. I move that we approve the vouchers for this month.
A second.
All in favor? Aye. Motion carries. All right. Did you bring the overseer's report?
Yes, I did. Just had it here. Okay.
That's the insurance.
It's right here somewhere.
Yeah.
They installed two large culverts on Ruth Road. Building up the roads for the chip seal, rolling and watering and screening. Build up water pit, road for easier access, all filter brand new on Dodge water truck, and culvert markers on 160th, 170th, 180th, and Tewakini, tree trimming, metal lark, county line, Prairie Creek, 170th, cleared off the side of Prairie Creek. There's tree limbs laying out there and stuff. Okay, they used 281 gallons of red diesel. They used 927 gallons of green. Equipment status, water truck, new pump lines, new filters on Dodge. Okay, graded roads, 140th mile 1, 160th 5 and 6, 170th 5 and 6, 180th mile 6, Metal Arc Mile 5, Indianola 5 and 6, and Tewakene Mile 5.
Thank you. All right, and then Steve, do you have anything for trustees' report?
I just gonna reinforce that they're prepping out for all the chip seal roads and done a good job of it.
Yeah, I drove down Meadowlark when they were doing, 150th to 170th, I think. No, 160th to 170th.
Yeah.
Yeah, both sides of the railroad tracks. And I was like, what are they doing? Because they had the water truck out, and I mean, it was just kind of a mud pit. But I drove down it today, and I was like, okay, much better.
Like a concrete slab today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty nice. So. It's still a little dusty, but it looked beautiful.
Yep.
All right. First up for discussions, discuss purchasing Ford F-350.
Yeah, I had purchased a one-ton Ford F-350 from Belger Cartage. It was one of the employee private auctions. I bought it just for an extra vehicle for the township. Last summer, Randy didn't think we needed it. Now the Ford truck went down, now they're wanting the truck.
So are you the owner of the truck?
Okay. Yes. And I bought it for the township. And when I brought it to Randy, I got you a good work truck that they put that tack oil down, and it's real nasty. And we have a 2015 Dodge Ram truck that's pretty nice. And I don't think they need to get that tack oil inside the good truck. And as far as the AC and everything, everything works fine on this truck.
So you say, when you say purchased, you purchased with your own funds? But so we would, then you're suggesting
I'll sell it to the township.
Okay, for how much?
4,000.
And how many miles does it have on it, do you know?
I don't even know. Okay. It's over 10 years old, so even on the title, it doesn't say.
Did you pay about 4,000 for it last year?
Less than that, but not much. But I took and tagged it and insured it and everything, and that cost me a bunch of money. And then when Randy didn't want it, I had to renew for 25. Mm-hmm. And it's got back up to 4,000. So. And Cody, if you guys don't want it, Cody's going to buy it for 3,500.
Can
employee,
we?
He wants it.
Can you tell us can you get us a picture of the odometer for mileage and
right.
Then just Kelly Blue Book
it? And what would the purchase be for? Like, what would the use of it be?
Just an extra truck. It has it's got a flatbed on it, and it has a 100-gallon fuel cell, electric pump on it. That comes with it. Full tank of diesel, even.
You also need to check the policy on buying property from board members.
Yeah.
If there is.
If you can't do it, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And the truck that's down, it's like long-term down, we may consider
it's not worth
scrapping
fixing.
It.
Okay. Yes.
So we need to maybe
we wanted to get rid of that truck about 4 years ago.
Okay.
We bought it from the fire department, and they were done when they were done with it, that truck should have been done.
Yeah.
And
which one?
The Ford F-250. Mm. And it only has reverse now.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened clear up north.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So, hey, it's up to you. It doesn't matter if the township buys it or not. Cody, Randy, and Mike said, yeah, we need that truck now.
Sure.
Yeah, get us a picture of the odometer,
yep.
And we'll check up on a couple things.
Okay.
And we can have it on the agenda to discuss or even vote on next month.
This is what they're doing. If it went to Purple Wave, they were hoping to get $7,500 for it. Mm-hmm. Because it's an employee deal, mm-hmm. We don't go for that high number.
Sure.
So yeah. I actually was shooting for half of what they're asking for on Purple Wave.
Yeah, it sounds like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
What trucks are going for.
And it's one of I'm a mechanic at Belger, and on top of getting a Teamster, it's a mechanic's truck. It's very sound.
Good. Good.
Next item, discuss moving forward with trading in Ham Roller.
Is everybody in favor for that?
How much was it going to be?
$17,500 difference.
$17,500.
Yes.
Total. Once, it would be our
once
cost,
we trade in our
the trade in
existing
we owe.
One. But to lease a hand roller would be $9,000 a month.
That's 2 months you've already spent your money.
Yeah, and then some.
And your friend said that this was a good price.
I contacted, and he actually went on and looked at other options, and he said this was, he only found this exact one and found it, felt that it was a competitive price.
All right.
And the guy from Murphy, you know, I think he had four of them sided, and they're all about the same price.
Yeah, that's what I found.
Well, let's vote on it to approve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I move that we amend the agenda and add approved purchase of ham roller for $17,500 above trade-in value to board business.
I second. I don't
know. And we need to, I would like to have more of a procurement policy. So how about purchases over... maybe we shouldn't make this up on the fly. Does anyone want to weigh in?
I think that that should be something, a discussion to have about making the procurement purchase. But I think there should be absolutely a parameter that we don't do anything without voting on it beyond a certain amount.
Right.
And it might be in place. I could look at the records from years past. So, scrap that. Just add approve the purchase of hand roller for $17,500 above trade-in value to board business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So will that be next month's?
All in favor.
Yeah. Oh.
No, we'll vote on that today.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries to add that to the agenda, so we'll vote on that in a little bit.
I put that in the right place, though, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to discuss it.
Yes.
But we're ready.
Okay.
So, great. And I will make a note to myself to draft and send to y'all a procurement policy with just a price limit on what we can purchase without a vote.
I think we had it. Anytime it gets above a couple thousand, we should vote on it.
Okay.
I think there should even be parameters on that. I think when you're looking at drafting it, I think we should just look at other townships and see what's out there.
Okay.
You know that on their debit cards, they have $2,000 limit per day.
Mm-hmm.
How did that ever happen?
They automatically do that on debit cards.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
We can change that.
Right.
But that's the standard that banks do.
I think they should get a hold of us before they make one a big purchase like that.
Absolutely.
Say they have the right, they can do it, but they have to contact the board before they go spending $1,800 on something.
Okay.
So
we'll put.
But everybody's pretty fair now. It was some people in the past that was that was dangerous.
Sure.
Okay. They wouldn't be able to get full board approval just on a random Thursday. So they might need to, we might need to phrase it as call trustee,
right.
Get verbal permission,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
But yeah, I'll put something together this month. All right, number three, and we did vote to amend the agenda, so no one has a three under board discussion unless you wrote it in as I was talking. Insurance policy review. So we got the annual pre-renewal review from the insurance company. The buildings look good, but Steve, if you would finish taking a look at, we looked at the vehicles and the driver list. And we've got some changes to make, and then what about equipment?
The ham roller's on here. It's soon to be gone.
That will be replaced with something else.
And we're not going to use it before.
Right. Okay.
So if we're not going to use it before it's replaced, then we'll delete that from the policy.
What's a salt dog on there for?
two-ton spreader, I would assume that spreads salt on the roads prior to, do we have that?
Yeah, but.
Any vehicle we have has to be insured, whether we're driving it on the roads or not.
It goes in the back of a truck.
But is it an expensive piece of equipment?
I don't think it's worth $8,000, but.
Well, maybe it's insured up to.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's go on. I mean.
Is that?
Am I supposed to go through all these?
Yeah, just look through those 11 items.
Snowplow, yes. This is gone. We don't have this anymore.
The front disc?
Right.
Okay. All right, then we'll delete that too.
That should have been insured.
And put delete right here for the hand roller that we're gonna trade in.
But she said we're gonna replace it with another one.
Yeah, but we need to get the new one on the insurance policy.
I also, on the vehicle schedule, if we are going to be getting rid of this, if this Ford flatbed is no longer drivable and we need to probably move forward on selling this or scrapping it.
Yes, and Cody's.
And then not insuring it. Because even storage hold will, I mean, it'll still be a fee. And there's no reason to throw away money.
How would we go about getting rid of this truck? Would we just list it online or do you have someone who wants it?
What's that?
The truck?
The 94 F-250 that only goes in reverse. How do we get rid of it?
I don't know.
Any takers?
Cody was interested in it, and I don't know why, because, you know.
Because he's going to drive backwards home?
And the thing is not worth fixing.
Okay, let's get that on the agenda for next month, because we did make a policy about selling equipment, mm-hmm. and I think it needs to be on the website and on Facebook for a certain length of time.
Okay.
Before
all of this,
we take the best offer.
That's done.
All right. Let me write a note to myself about F-250 seal. All right. And number four that we added to board discussions, policy manual review.
Hey, what's this?
I was searching for a policy this month.
Is this anything to... Is that just humans?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are just people.
I'm sure that hasn't changed really.
Okay. So. Well, if it was under Gail before, cemetery.
We updated and changed that. It was not, that was drivers. We had Gail as a driver. And I don't know that Scott intends to be driving dump trucks or anything.
This is locations and classifications.
Okay.
So okay. I think it just wants to know what we're doing at this address.
Yeah. So this is just a standard provision. It's just a location. We insure things that happen at the cemetery and those that are operating our machinery.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Policy manual review. Yes, I was looking for a policy this month. I found our policy manual, and there's a policy inside it that says we will review the manual and update it every year. And I'm not sure when that was last done, but we need to do it. So I will email everyone on the board a copy of the policy manual. We will mark it up and bring it with our changes next meeting. Okay. But what if we have so many changes?
Then we would.
Y'all might want to skip next month.
I think we bring it, and if it's available, we may have to.
Maybe everyone gives me their changes. Mm-hmm. I'll create a combined document.
Yep.
And this will be a months long process.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Okay, so that'll be on the agenda next month. Which brings us to board business.
Yep.
Number one, make correction on Randy Elliott's wages. So, Emily, do you want to?
Steve presented to us that there was an amount was incorrect and that he had quoted as the suggestion for Randy's wages. Randy has stepped down. Previously, he was the overseer in charge of four other employees, and he has decided he no longer wants to do that and return to his original duties. And so we pulled previous wages and Before he became the overseer, he was making $21.50, but that would have been back in 2022. 2023, he became the overseer. He made $24.28 in 2023 when he did that, and we did give him a raise in 2024 to $26.44 essentially, but it was salaried. And so some of that accommodated for any overtime hours, which he wasn't doing anyway. I propose that I don't feel that it's a good plan for him to make more than the current supervisor in the shop. Our current supervisor in the shop is making $25 an hour. So I propose that we would place him at $25 an hour.
Second, if that was a
sure
motion. Okay. Yeah, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, effective?
Today. I need to make sure I go home and do that right away, but let me look at our pay periods.
So does that move Dylan up to 27?
Dylan's not going to be moved up until he's been with us for a little while, because we hired him to be the overseer at this wage, and so if there's
I would like to make
a
that
raise, then he will.
Effective on March 30th.
Okay.
That's our next pay period, and it just keeps it clean.
All right. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. There we go. All right, and then the other thing that we added to board business is to approve the purchase of the new ham roller at $17,500 above the trade-in value of our current one. I move that we approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I'm sorry.
Motion carries. All right, that's it for us. Citizen discussion. Please state your name.
Thunder Robert. Our road was chip sealed, and it has started to deteriorate.
Yes, it is.
What road?
Calzon, between 140th and 150th.
We're very aware of it.
So what are they going to do about it?
We're prepping out the chip seal roads first.
How many roads you got?
You mean the new ones?
Yes. We have to have them all ready for when they do that in the summertime. They're going to correctly be done. When Randy built that road up, he dug that pond out over at Lance Flowers. They widened the road and raised it up, and they didn't get it compacted on the outside edges. And
the first trash truck doesn't make a lot of difference.
And I asked Randy, I said, well, we're going to have to tear that road clear up. And what he's talking about doing is that 4 foot of both sides of the road from Lance's driveway to up there to that first housing, that part, just take 4 foot of that out, put by 1x3 down with riprap base, roll it in, pack it in, and then re-top it with asphalt. Try and lock it in, you know, so it's not, it's going to blend into the chip seal that's good in the middle.
Yeah.
And when might that start?
As soon as you're going to be able to drive on that for a while without, you know, having problems.
Well, and sometimes when.
Except when there's two cars.
People.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming.
Because
when you pull off over to the side, it's almost like quicksand.
Right.
It like pulls your vehicle.
Right.
And it's undrivable.
Right.
You have to pretty much stop and wait for the other vehicle to go by.
Yep.
Because, and then go around, because it's dangerous to try and drive through it.
I saw the beginning of that coming on early. Mm-hmm. And once we got that cold spell went through and the trash trucks, it seems like everywhere that the roads weren't prepped out right.
Right.
The trash trucks, when they go down, go wide. Fell through it.
When there's two, they've hot patched or cold patched some holes in the middle of the road there.
Right.
There's two more holes that have not been fixed.
Right.
Either. So.
I'll take this out to the guys in the morning.
Yeah, I haven't driven down that road.
I've been telling Randy as I've watched it deteriorate, and I was on Randy about it immediately. Like, what went wrong here, Randy? And
so how many roads did they have to prepare to chip seal?
There's about 3 miles. They've been working on it for almost 2 weeks. They're moving your way, because north of 140th is a mile they're going to be doing this year. They're going to chip seal that 130th.
Oh, really?
Yep. And see, I want to get with Butler County, see if there's, if we could. What's that?
You think Butler would kind of help us out on that, wouldn't you?
Well, are you guys from Butler? Or, I mean,
Sedgwick.
Yeah, we're just north of you guys.
Yeah.
We love the way yours was done. And Steve pointed out to me 2 months ago, he was paying attention to the edge of your bringing off.
Everywhere that those guys built that road up in the same year, you know, over a foot, none of those roads ever held up for that. It did for a year or so, and then it just fell apart. Your road, we're not doing that too. Where the culverts are going in, and they are adding culverts to almost every one of them places we talked about, that's getting put in with rock. There's no, you know, black dirt going in there. And they're going to roll that in, and as part of this new roller that we're getting, it's a pneumatic tire roller.
Okay.
Now, I'll get with Butler County too, and get with Joe and the road project manager to see. When we went to that meeting, I talked to one of the guys. I said, "What can we do there?" Because he knew what was happening too. And he said he wasn't sure at that point. If we can prep that out when we go to doing that other mile, if there's a way for them to do, you know, a 4 to 5 foot strip on each side, we'll just have it done. All that work's probably gonna go on at the same time with, when they move up to do that road north of you.
You got a plan. It's great.
His number's on the website if you don't hear from him.
And I told him all the roads were done this year. They're roads that are already established with ditches. There's no fresh dirt coming in, and so we should never have a problem with that road up there.
Now, there was some discussion about county line 159. Going north of us.
That's what they're talking about.
To 130.
But there are no ditches on that road.
We're working with that. They got some places to dig out.
Okay.
Water does flow, you know, especially down through his place.
Yeah,
it flows too good. And we're trying to make it to where it won't go over the road at all. Yeah, that's...
Needs a raise.
Yeah. That's where we're at with that. And believe me, I've been watching it, so...
Well, I'm sure you have.
I figured that if I get crucified, it'll probably be for that road. And I didn't have nothing to do with it.
So. Well, it at least done.
Yeah.
It looked better than the other ones that were done by Andover, whoever did them, over by the water tower.
Yeah.
We talked about those. Those have just kind of turned up.
Yeah, but they were chip sealed.
They were
milling.
Yeah, and that's a lot worse.
Right.
Central County put counters out. I was going to tell you, and I don't know if they've ever communicated with you. They put counters out north of us, up there, past between 120 and 130.
Hopefully they're trying to figure out how little traffic you have, and they'll send all that detour work down County Line instead of bringing it down my Prairie Creek Road.
We've had that.
That's the only reason I could see them counters being out there. I went for 3 years living on a dead end road because the bridge is out. SEMA destroyed our bridge. I love that. Now, they're going to redo that, four-lane it from the roundabout to Rose Hill. And they're sending everything that comes down Butler Road right past my house now. So as soon as the bridge is done.
On the Roseville Road to where?
They'll go 150th down to 170th on Prairie Creek.
Let's take it over a mile.
I went from a dead end road to having everything that comes down Butler Road going by me.
Well, that Prairie Creek used to be a nowhere. If you went past Fugit.
Yes.
Or if you went down towards Ingles.
Yes. It used to be beautiful.
Nothing there.
With the canopy used to grow like going through a tunnel.
Yeah.
Have you been down there to see it lately?
No, I haven't.
They tore both. See, the hedgerows are gone down around the bridge. They're putting a new bridge down.
Oh, they did down there in the low?
Where the low water crossing.
Okay.
SEMA took all their semis across that and dropped the bridge about 4 inches. So, $1 million bridge going in now. Okay, anybody else?
Well, we wanted to let you know.
Hold on one second. Do you mind saying your name?
Oh, I'm Richard Turner.
Richard Turner.
My wife, Barb.
Awesome.
You know, we've been talking to neighbors, and so we've got money together. What the process is from here.
Now,
does anyone from your street? No, I think your neighbor is Dan Kuntz. He, I think, got a copy of the chip seal contract that's done, but I'm not. Maybe. I don't know, though. He did not give me his email address.
Okay, I talked to you one day. Okay.
We're right there.
I can email it to whoever would like it. It's the agreement between the township and the citizens who are going to chip in half, and just kind of outlines the next steps.
Okay.
Well, unless Paul, have you guys?
No, I don't think Paul.
I think he's the one we can't.
HOA of that.
That lives clear to the back and has an asphalt driveway.
Yeah.
I talked to him and he said, yeah, I'll get everybody to go in on it. And I gave him my phone number and I've been over there a half dozen to.
Took over on,
So what was that all about?
What?
Him? He was all gung ho.
Oh, he is. Taking, he wants it really bad, but he, I don't know. He's busy, I guess.
I can't get him to answer the door.
Association, we haven't had a meeting.
Yeah.
So, well, I was going to leave a note. So I guess you guys don't want the chip seal. So I was going to leave that note on his door or in his mailbox.
Yeah, he doesn't return phone calls.
Yeah, I've called him two times in the last week. He hasn't returned one.
So he probably isn't the best one.
Yeah. Well, Bobby and I, we were going to, get out and get organized.
Well, all three of you, even the guy that lives on our side.
Yeah, Dan.
All you, because Dan and somebody else had talked to everybody that lives on County Line.
We have a list of everybody.
Okay, so are you getting a good review on
yes.
it? Everybody I talked to said, yeah, let's go.
The ones in the development that really are saying no are over on 39th and use that exit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is that, about four houses?
Yeah, there's four or five there, almost everyone else.
But if you count all the residents on County Line, where you live.
There were two there on County Line that declined.
Barry, probably.
Mary and what? And did you talk to the preacher?
He got hit in the head too much.
So.
We never heard back.
See, this is what's crazy about this. You talk to somebody and then who's in control?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it sounds like you guys are
you're the new point of contact.
Well, if I can get an email address for one or both of you, I can send the chip seal agreement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys can fill that out, sign it, bring it back to us.
So how many people have you talked to that's in favor of it?
I have 17 that are yeses and one.
And seven. See, if you had 20, it would be $1,000 apiece.
Yeah.
So if you have to divide.
Well, I haven't got done working, but I thought we had a little more time, but I didn't know. I travel in the wintertime.
Our deadline is May, and I can never remember. End of May?
You'd like to see the money?
Have it rounded up to where.
Yeah,
you can confirm that you have it.
Okay.
So we don't wait until June and they do it in July and nobody's rounded up the money and
we'll start collecting.
And the township's paid for, see, we pay for the full amount and then ask to get reimbursed for your portion. So if everybody waited till June and then it fell apart, we'd be out. This is a guarantee. In May, if you haven't committed to it, we have more of a chance, like, well, maybe we shouldn't do it.
Richard will pay the difference.
Right. I heard that.
Well, you come up here and give me your email address and yours too. I'll take it. I'll send it to whoever would like it.
You want it all coming to you in one check. Is that correct? Now, my wife is a partner at Andover CPAs, and they have a trust account, checking account, that we can have everybody write their checks to Andover CPAs Trust.
Would you rather do that?
Yes.
That's great.
Give people that comfort.
Yes.
And then we'll just get a check from them. And does it go to the contractor?
No, to the township.
Because we're paying the full bill.
Pleasant Township of Butler County.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I would just deposit it into the road fund, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking, so. That's Carol.
How long have you lived out there?
7-8 years.
Right, okay. Because I remember the guy with the airplane lived there.
The airplane, yeah. He died of a heart attack.
Oh, no.
After I told him to jackhammer his sidewalk out.
You'll have to tell me that story.
I don't know that story.
This is an official government record.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but the deadline on that is not for months, but then you can just have the paperwork to fill out at your convenience. And if there's nothing further, we will adjourn.